There's a new twist on the old warning caveat emptor, or buyer beware. It's caller beware. Some consumers who shop over the phone are complaining that telemarketers are tricking them into joining discount buying clubs for a fee that they discover later on their credit cards, NPR's Nancy Marshall reports.
Bobby Washington had no idea that ordering a box of flower bulbs over the phone would plant the seeds of a telemarketing nightmare. But he says that's exactly what happened one night in late 1999. At home in Stafford, Virginia, Washington picked up the phone and ordered the bulbs. Then the telemarketer for the bulb company asked Washington if he wanted to join the Triad Discount Buying Club. For a small fee, he would have access to vendors who would guarantee him the lowest possible price on big-ticket items. Washington doesn't remember saying yes, but the membership fee was charged to the same credit card he used to buy the bulbs. He says he was misled.
My first familiarity with this company was a letter from them stating that I was a member in their company and that if I did not want to have my membership continued, then I had to call them to cancel the membership.
The membership fee on Washington's card was $59. Washington eventually got a refund, but only after intervention from the Attorney General's office in Florida, where Triad is based. Florida's Assistant Attorney General, Jody Collins, says she's heard many versions of Washington's story. Consumers tell her they ordered something over the phone and then got what Collins considers a misleading pitch to join a buying club.
At the end of that transaction, the telephone rep says, as a special bonus, can I interest you in a free 30-day trial membership in the Triad Discount Buying Club? And there's a vague reference to the credit card you're using today. Is it all right if I send you those materials? If you said yes, you can have the materials sent, then the client would transmit your credit card number to Triad's data processing arm. And if you didn't cancel within 30 days, you would be charged the membership fee. It's our position, the state's position, that saying yes to having someone send you materials is not saying, yes, you can charge my credit card.
But Triad's lawyer, Lewis Rose, says the company hasn't done anything wrong. And Rose says Triad has a generous refund policy.
Triad has had a policy of providing all of its customers a 100% refund at any time during the membership year. Not only could consumers call and cancel before their credit card was charged initially, but also Triad had a policy of providing full refunds at any time up until the 365th day of the membership year.
But Jody Collins of the Florida Attorney General's office says people who don't check their credit card bills never notice the charge from Triad and also don't realize that their membership will be automatically renewed every year if they don't cancel. Florida is one of five states that have hauled buying clubs into court. Three of the clubs have settled their lawsuits by promising to clarify their sales pitches. The state suits against Triad are in limbo because the company filed for bankruptcy last September. Triad is running low on cash because it's had to give so many consumers their money back. Bobby Washington says there's a reason for all of those refunds. People find Triad's business practices objectionable. He says Triad relies on customers not bothering to check their credit card statements and not putting up much of a fight if they do notice the buying club fee.
They're counting on people, a certain number of people just kind of falling away from it all and saying, okay, I give up. I say, uncle, I throw my hands up.
But some Triad customers have complained to the Federal Trade Commission. It's also heard horror stories about other buying clubs. Elaine Kolisch is the commission's associate director for enforcement. She says the buying clubs can save you money, but because of all the complaints, the FTC is watching the entire industry closely, trying to figure out why it's hearing from so many unhappy consumers.
One of the reasons is that buying clubs themselves are becoming much more commonplace and proliferating with lots more companies offering them. And anytime you have a growth in an area, it's likely that you would have a growth in complaints as well. And this is what our investigations hopefully will find out, there could be some misleading practices going on, which is causing consumers to complain. We won't know till we're further along.
As the FTC investigation proceeds, Triad is continuing its battle for survival. The company is hoping the bankruptcy court will allow it to reorganize and begin recruiting new members in the near future. Nancy Marshall, NPR News, Washington.